Mishnayis, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Vav, is learned Lilo Nishmas, Sarelke, Basar of Shneir Zalman Nachum Mendel, passed away in Achrin Shil Pesach, Heilof and Toshin Ayin. Mishnayis is learned Lilo Nishmosa, Tehid Nishmosa, Tzurub, 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 Mishnah Aleph and Perek Vav. Bameh Isha Yoitza, with what kind of jewelry is a woman permitted to go out on Shabbos? Ubameh Einu Yoitza. And what type of jewelry is she not permitted to go out on Shabbos? Lo yiseitza isha, a woman shall not go out on Shabbos, loy bechutei tzemer, not with woolen strands, veloy bechutei pishton, or not with strands out of flax, veloy birtzuis, and not with leather laces, shabiraisha, which are woven into her head, into her hair, veloy sidbil behem, and she should not permitted to immerse herself in the mikveh when these laces or these strands are in the hair, achiterapis, until she is going to soften and loosen up the weaving in the hair, that the water should be able to enter in between the hair. V'loy b'toytfus, and she should not go out on Shabbos with the golden plate that she carries on her forehead, v'loy b'san butin. She's not allowed to go out on Shabbos with the earrings which hang on this golden plate, on the toytfus, bizman shen tfurim. If the toitves, this golden plate, and the sanbutin and the earrings are not tied together, but if they are tied together, then you are permitted to walk out them on Shabbos. V'loy b'chavol rishus rabim, but with the piece of material which lies on the forehead under the toitves, that you're not allowed to go out on Shabbos in the street, but in the yard you can go out with this. And together with all the other stuff, that I mentioned before, even to the chutzah, you're not allowed to go out. V'loy bi'ir shel zav, she's not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a crown, which is made like the city of Yerushalayim. It's called an ir, a city of gold. V'loy bi'katla, and not with the jewelry that she goes very tight to her neck, that makes her look thick. V'loy bin zomim, and not with the rings that go around the nose, not with a ring, a finger ring, if the ring does not have a signature on it, not with a needle which does not have a hole in it. This is a expensive type of a needle. And if she does go out with these jewelry, she does not have to bring a chatas offering. Says the Bartanura Bamei, What can she go out? So he says, shouldn't go out b'chutei tzemer, with the strands of wool or strands of flax, and not with the straps that are in her hair. Shabereisha, that are in her hair. Says the Bartanura, kulhu koyi. This is referring to all the mentioned above. Achutei tzemer, the strands, the strings of wool, upishtar and flax, ulitzua, and the strap that's made out of leather, she makes her head, her hair of the head, she weaves them with them. What's the reason she can't go out with them on Shabbos? Because the Chachamim say, and the Fikoch, and because she's not allowed to, that she's not allowed to toivel herself until she loosens it, and therefore b'Shabbos leitaytzibahem, she should not go out with them. Dilma misram yelo tefila, because perhaps it'll happen that she'll have to go to the tefila shel mitzvah for a mitzvah to go to toivel then b'shari luhu, and then she will open it up, loosen it, v'also listen leasuyanhu arba amidrashus rabim, and then she will carry it for amidrashus rabim. And once it's loose, then she's carrying it. So she can't toivel them. The Mishnah said, "Ad sheterapim shetatirim ktsas," that she should open them a little bit. Sheyu refuim, they should be loose. V'yikon samayim b'neihem, so the water should go in between them. Shelo yichaitzim b'tvila, so they should not be interrupting when the immersion. Then we learned that cannot go out b'toy tefes. That's a tzitz. That's a kind of a plate shekoshim ala metzach that you tie on the forehead, ma'ozen la'ozen, from ear to ear. And also v'loy b'sabutim. The sabutim are tluyin b'toy tefes. They hang on this plate, v'oboyin ala tzdoyin, and they come on the sides ad alechaim till the cheeks. Aniyos, if the poor women oisus oisum shalmine tzivonim, they make it out of colored kind of stuff. But as shiros, the wealthier one oisus oisum, they make them shal kesev shal zov, out of silver and gold. Umateich shechashuvim heim, because they are important. Chayishin, we worry dilma shalfe umechavi lechaverto, that she might take it off and to show her friend, and then she will come to carry it. Bizman she'enom tefurim, if they are not tefurim, b'shichva she'bereisha, into the net that's in her hair. Avot tefurim leka lemichesh, but if they're sewed, we don't have to worry. La'asuye, that to carry it she'enom, and tell us a shivcha bereisha b'rishus rabim, because she doesn't take off her cover from her head, and she said, "Abim, shari megayla saida," because then she would be revealing her hair. Also, it says that v'loy bikavul, also bikavul, through Rabim. Bikavul is chaticha shel beged. It's a piece of a cloth, kimoi mitznefes ketana, like a small hat. Shekoyshin oisa la metzach, you tie it on the forehead. V'noyst matzit aleho, and you place the plate on top of that piece of material, so that the plate should not hurt the forehead. Sometimes a woman just uses that just as it is without the tzitz. So, l'shus harabim, to the public domain, you can't carry all these things. But to the courtyard, you would be permitted. V'chol ha'niskar lemailo, everything that was mentioned before, asurim af b'chotzer. But Nura says they would be osir even in the chotzer. The gozur behu, the chachomim were decreed by them, so they discuss it b'shabbos klal, that she should not adorn herself on Shabbos at all, loy b'chotzer v'loy b'rishus rab, and not in the yard and not b'rishus rab. However, b'kvul, but b'kvul itiru, but the kvul they permitted shalei lesser as kol tachshiteho, not to prohibit all of her jewelries with his gana al bailan, then she will become degraded, not favorable in her eye by her husband. That's the way Bat Nura. But the Rambam Pirush, as we learned before in the Mishnah, the Rishus Rabim koi al kulu, that this goes on all of them, tachshitim ha'amurim masnisim. And all the jewelry, akulu tashit namurim masnis, and all these jewelries that we send the Mishnah, the kulu lo yasrino, that all of them, we don't prohibit them. And lo gezeido shem etavidim ha'ishadal damas b'rishus rabim, only because of the decree that the woman might carry four amas in the rishus rabim. But if you're not taking it out to the rishus rabim, according to the Pirush Rambam in the Mishnah, then they weren't gezer not to use them as jewelry if you're in the chotzer. Veloy be'ir shel zov, and not with the city of gold, that's a crown, a terezov, but it's a crown, a golden asuyikim in ir, it's made like a city, tzuras Yerushalayim, that has the shape of Yerushalayim. V'loy bekatlo, and also not bekatlo, katlo is tachshit shenosin b'tzavar b'dechik, that's a, they call it a choker, it's placed on the neck, and it's squeezed. V'yishach ha'nekes atzmei boy, and the woman chokes herself with it, kidei shetira balas basar, she should appear healthy, healthy looking with flesh. Ubarvi, and in Arabic it's mechanko. V'loy b'nizomim, the nizomim are, those are rings for the nose, nizme ha'af, rings for the nose. Aval nizme ha'izun yetzbem, but the rings for the ear, you do go out. Rings, choysem, a ring for the atabas, without, he says, that's be a choysem. Tzura, that has to have a shape, lachtem by yigeres, to sign with it a letter, oi kol dover seiser, or any other hidden thing. Ve'af al gav de tachshidu lo, even though it's a jewelry for her, So if it doesn't have a sign, it's asur. It doesn't have a signature, it's asur. Dilma shalfa, because she might remove it, the machvi, and show it. Aval yeshala chosim, but once it has, if it has a seal on it, the lav tachshid hula, then it's not a jewelry for her. Amrinu la kamon, we say later on the chavas chatas. So we say later on that she would be chayva chatas. Va'af al pishe mitziyosei. Even though she takes it out on her finger in a way that she's dressed in it in a garment way, because sometimes the husband takes it off from his finger and gives it to his wife to hide it for him, and she places it on her finger and she goes with it. It turns out that this is the way to carry it out. And also, same thing is with a ring that doesn't have a signature on it. That it's not a tachshit for a man. So when it doesn't have a chosim, then it becomes asur. Still, because dilma shofel b'chavya, because she might come to carry it. And when it has a chosim, she's actually going to be chayv chatos. Because that's the way that it's carried sometimes. So it's the derech to carry it, as the example when her husband gives it her. But v'chein tabas she'in ala chosim d'lav etachshid li'ish. By a woman, at least, there is a tabas she'in ala chosim that would be for her jewelry. There's only mishalfi v'machvia. But for a man, even without a chosim, is not a tachshid. Chayv chatos is chayv chatz afal pishe mitzin betzboi derech mabush. Even though he takes it out on his finger in a way of a garment. Same thing, it's not considered to be a not the derech, like a derech mabush. Sometimes the woman, the wife, gives it to him to take it to the craftsperson. And he takes it out on his finger. But if the woman goes out with all those that I mentioned before, all those that I mentioned up to in Mishnah, she's not chayv chatos, even though we don't allow her to go because we're afraid that she might show it and carry it. But it's no chatos. They're the kul tachshitim here because they're old jewelry. But rabbanu the gozerbu, it's only the rabbanu were gozer dil mashofa machavi that she might take it out to show it off. We're up to Mishnayis, Masechta Shabbos. This is Perik Vov, Mishnah Beis. It's learned by the Nishma Sarel Kabbas Reb Shnei Zalman Menachem Mendel. Passed away, and Achron Shapesach Tovshin Ayin. This is learned the little Nishmoso, B'Torah Shnas Avelos. Tnei Nishmoso Tzur B'Tzur Rachai. Mishnah Beis. Lo Yeitzei Ho'ish B'Sandal HaMesumer. A person should not go out on Shabbos with a wooden shoe, and on the top there is leather. If the leather is banged in with nails to the piece of wood, the loy be yachid, and he's not allowed to go in Shabbos with one shoe, only with one shoe. Bizman she'ein beragle maka, if he doesn't have a wound on the other foot, because this might cause other people to make fun of him, because he's just walking with one shoe, so he might be tempted to remove that shoe, and he will carry it through the street. V'loy b'tefillin, and not to go out with tefillin. V'loy b'kamiyah b'zman she'ena min ha-mumcha, not to go in the street with a kamiyah, if the kamiyah was not written from somebody who knows, who we know for sure, that his kamiyahs that they help. V'loy b'shiryeh, and not with a shield. V'loy b'kasdo, and not with an iron hat. V'loy b'magafayim, and not with iron pants. And if he did go out with these above mentioned things, he would not be liable for a korban chatas. That's the Bartanura. Besandal hamesumer, with a shoe that is with nails, shel eitzu, it's made out of wood. V'toich bin boimas moiris, and you put in nails lechaski to strengthen it. V'osruhu b'shabes u'biyomtiv, and they prohibit it on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. To wear the Mishumaisa Shahoya, for a story that once happened. Shapam Achaz Hoyu Nechboim Bamayim Mipnei HaGzeira. One time they were hiding in a cave because of a decree of the Goyim. Veshomu Koil Ma'al Gabe HaMayra.
So they heard a voice on top of the cave. Kesvurim, they were thought, Shalayim Hem Boim, they're coming to attack them. Doch Guzeze, so they pushed each other. And they killed each other with the nails that were in their shoes. Because this story happened on Shabbos, they prohibited it on Shabbos and Yontif, because that's also a day of gathering on Yontif, Shabbos like Shabbos. That means not with one shoe. When he doesn't have a wound. Is the Amri, there is those that say that time of the reason is Shema Yachshiduhu, that they might suspect him that he is carrying the second shoe, maybe hidden underneath his wings, under his garment, and he's carrying it on Shabbos. Is the Amri, and others say that the reason is Dilma Mechaychi Alei, because they might laugh at him, Bisholifle Lezesha Beragloi, and he might remove the one that's already in his foot, Umaisile Biyadayim, and he's going to bring it by hand. Omihu, Bizman Shiyesh Beragloi Maka, if he has a wound on his foot, Shori Lotzi Bisandal Yichili Chidi, he's allowed to go out with a single shoe, Beragol Shem Bimaka, with the foot that doesn't have the wound, because his wound is evidence, proves to him that the only reason he's going one shoe is because he's wounded on the other foot. And also not the kameya shetoilin lerefua. People hang that up; it's like a charm that they hang up for a healing. If that charm, the special omen that they hang up as a charm, she'enei, or it's called a kameya, a piece of parchment, she'enei min ha-mumcha, it's not made by an expert. Me'odom mumcha, that it's done by a person who's an expert, she'ripe gimu b'nei odom, who has healed three people. Avol kameya ha-nilkach me'odom mumcha. But a kameya that has been taken from a person who is an expert, she'ripe gimu b'nei odom, he has healed three people. Bishar kameya is, so even though this kameya hasn't left evidence, but this person with other types of kameyas that he gave out, he healed three people. Afa gav de lo is machi kameya, even though that this kameya has not been proven, surely it's permissible. The tachshit hu lechayla ki achad meval vushav, because this is considered to be like a jewelry to the one who's sick, like one of his garments. The kazda, that's a koivishal barzal, that's a metal hat. Or magafayim, that's kimin boti shekayim, it's like a pair of pants shal barzal of metal, shalev shimim melchama, that you put on in war. Lufishein loishin oisun elo bishas melchama, since they are not worn, we don't put them on only during the time of war, osu lelavsham b'shabes, it is prohibited to put them on Shabbos. Mishne Gimel, liseitze isho v'machad anukuv, a woman to not go out with a needle that has a hole. It's made for sewing. And not with a ring on the finger. Sorry, I went back to Mishnah Gimel. We're actually learning Mishnah Gimel. So he says that a woman is not allowed to go with, and not with a ring on the finger which it has a seal. And not with a such a ring which is, goes around the head. It's like a hairband to smooth the hair. Velebi chavelis, and not with a silver or golden box with spices to kind of a deodorant like in a box in order to dispel the bad smell of the person, of the woman. Velebi tzluchis shel plaiten, and not with a little bottle of smelly oil, good smelling oil. Vimyotza, and if she goes out with these items, chayev eschatas. As before, we were talking about just the isur, now we're talking about chayev eschatas. She needs to bring a chatas. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words Rav Meir. V'chachomim peitrim bekuvelas v'tzluchas shel peiten. And the chachomim say that when she goes out with the kuvelas, that's the silver or golden box with the fragrance to push away the smell, and or with the tzluchas shel plaiten, that's the oil, the smelling good oil, then you'd be exempt from machatas. We'll see in the Bartanur. B'machat nekuva, a woman should not go out with a needle that has a hole. She'tefrin bo. That you sew with it. The lav tachshidu, that's not considered to be, that's not a pin as a jewelry, but it's carried. V'chayev eschatas, she'll be chayev achatas. Although she's taking it out with her garment, not with her hands, for a craftsman who takes out by the way of his craft, it would be chayv achatas, and the people take out the needles in such a way, and therefore he's that's considered the derech. Then it says also not the chulyar. Chulyar says the bartanura is a kli. It's a type of a vessel, show Isram Geles Beroisha, that the woman's circles by her head, Kimin Tabaz, like a ring, Shemisabiv Horoish, that circles, it's a ring that circles around the head, Vumasu, and that is considered to be a load. The Fishain Reva Noshim Yetzis, because most women don't go out with this. So it's not like a hairband which is actually carried, but this is something different, which is a full, maybe a circle, which is unusual for the woman to wear. Then also not the koivlois. What is this koivlois? Says the Bartanura, kesher shall kesev or shall zov. It's a knotted which of silver or gold, shakosher b'soichay boisim, that you tie in it some fragrance, lahavire chrosha b'isha, to remove the bad smell of the woman. Shall pliton, that's moir. Moir, that's an oil, good smelling oil. The Chachamim Paitrim, the Chachamim say, they're exempted, the Sovet Achshitim Ninu, that they are considered jewelry, Ulachatchila, Lo Yirashah, but Lachatchila, she's not permitted, Dil Mashlafa Omach Chaviyah, because she might take it out and show it to her friends, and the Allah is like the Chachamim, that you're also. Mishneh Dalet, Lo Yetzei Ha'ish, a man cannot go out on Shabbos, Lo Yibisayif, not with a sword, Lo Yibikeshes, and not with a bone arrow, veloy betris, and not with a three-cornered shield, veloy be'ola, and not with a round shield, veloy be'remach, and not with a spear, v'imyotza, and if he goes out, chayv chattas, he needs to bring a liable to bring a korban chattas, a chattas offering, a sin offering. Rabbi Lezer says, tachshitim ha'im loy, that the ammunition is considered to be a jewelry for the person. V'chachomim say, v'loy nemar, but is already says that when Mashiach will come, they will break up their swords and they'll make them into plow metals. So Bachani say and from the spears they're going to make scissors to cut the grain. So if it's a jewelry, so why would they break them? And the one nation will not raise the other nation a sword, and they won't teach any more war. So that's the argument showing that the it cannot be a jewelry, because why would it be gone when Mashiach comes if it's a jewelry? Biris Tahira, the ring that she carries on her feet so that the socks don't fall down. So if the ring touches a tumah, that's something which is tameh, it does not become tameh. V'yotzei bo b'Shabbos, and you can go out with the ring on Shabbos. Kavolim tameim, the chain which is tied to the ring of the foot, to the ring of the other foot. If you touch that chain by tumah, then that chain becomes tumah. When yetsim on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to go out with that chain on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, lo yetsa ish, the man should not go out, lo yetsayif, not with a sword, etc. Lo yetsa zaktabar tenurim, lo yetsarech mucham, unless he has to go out to war. Vlo yetris, tris is a mogin, it's a shield, osu kitab nis b'shulish, that's made in a shape, a third, a triangle. And Vleba Allah is a Mogin Ogul, that's a round shield. Ushneim Shalates, and they're both made out of wood. Vanisha Mati says the Bartanura, that I heard that Allah is Motsu Balazu Barvi Dasus, whatever that means.
Then he brings down the pasuk. The Chachamim said, "V'chitzu charbisom le'itim." They will cut their swords to plow sheds. V'itachshitim nino says about the nirnev. They would be jewelry. Lo yibatel losi. They would not have become. They would not be nullified in the future. Then he talks about the biris. Biris is that other. It's a ring ala sheik on the foot, lahzik bote shekayim, to hold the socks, shalip, so they shouldn't fall. V'yiru shekel, and then her hips will show, so it's higher up on the foot. Hilkach tohiru, that's why she is tohir. The lav tachshit linoyu, it's not a jewelry for beauty. V'klei tashmish nami lehavi, it's also not a vessel that is used for to serve. It's a vessel that serves another vessel. It's similar to the rings of the vessels, because they're toyer, because they themselves are not really a keli, so they're not a keli, they're not a jewelry, and they're not a kli tashmish. They're just a keli that serves another keli. You can go out in Shabbos with these rings that are on the feet, that are holding the socks. The derech levishay, it's a nage, that's the way of dressing it. We don't have to worry that she might take it off to show it, because she will not reveal her leg. Kavolim, tamei. The kavolim would be tamei. So the batanura mishpachas achas hoisom Yerushalayim. There was one family, Rishlaim Shayibsiyasem Gassis. Their steps were very big steps for Yibsulay Layim Nation. And their Besulim would fall, Vatilu Shalshalas bin Biris Libidis. And they would place a chain between one Biris and the other Biris Shabishukeho. That's on her leg. That's between the two rings that hold up the socks. Benasu Kivolim. And they become like chains. They should lay you, same gases, so their steps should no longer be large ones. Lay you, same nation, so they shouldn't lose their besulah. Hilkel, therefore, shall shellis tashmish the odomo. So this shall shellis becomes, this chain becomes a use of the person, but lay tashmish keli, and not the use of the keli. If you can kabelas tuma, that's why you can receive tuma. But when you don't go out with them, deal with shalfa the shalshelis, because you might pull out the shalshelis, this chain she shall zo, which is called the machve, and show it. The chishakla shalshelis, because by taking out the chain, the megal yeshuka, she won't be revealing her leg. Shari bidis bim koimim edes, because that ring that holds up the socks, so shouldn't reveal her leg, that stays in the place. Mishnah, Yoitza Isha Bechut Yisayir, a woman may go out with braided hair, Bei Mishalah, whether it's that she cut her hair and then she braided them and put them on her head, Bei Mishalah Chavrata, whether she braided the hair of her friend and she cut it and then she put it on her head, Bei Mishalah Behema, whether it's from an animal, that the hair was cut from an animal and then they braided it, and they put on her head. So you're allowed to go out then on Shabbos. Ubetaitfas, with the silver or golden metal piece which goes on the forehead. Ubisan button, and with the earrings that hang on the piece of on the strip of metal. She's allowed to go on Shabbos. Bisman shein tefurim, if they are tied. They're tied up to the hat that she's wearing, and also bekovel bepei nochris lechotzer, with the piece of material that lies underneath the piece of metal that she puts on her forehead, and with other people's hair that she has weaving together, braided together. So you can go out in the yard on Shabbos, as opposed to what we learned the whole time. In the previous one, we learned what she's not allowed to do, but now they're telling the opposite, the other side, that she is allowed to go on Shabbos. With the cotton
or something else that is in her ear to suck up the moisture from the ear, b'mukshav ben sandala, and the soft piece of material which is in her shoes, b'mukshav kinul nidasa, and the soft the piece of cloth that she required for the nida inspection, or she should protect her garments, b'pilpul, pilpul is the pepper that she holds in her mouth to chase away the bad smell from the mouth, b'gargil melech, the piece of salt that she holds in her mouth for toothache, and any item that she puts in her mouth to take away the pain, the tooth of the pain, or for the bad smell. Thus, this is would only apply that she has it in the mouth from before Shabbos. But she's not allowed to put it on Shabbos. She had not before Shabbos. She's not allowed to put it on Shabbos for her pain medicine or for the bad smell. And if it fell out from her mouth, l'tachzer, she's not allowed to bring it back in her mouth on Shabbos. Shein toisevis, a replaced tooth, v'shein shelzov, and a golden tooth. Rabbi Mati, Rabbi says that you're permitted to go with that tooth on the street in Shabbos. V'chacham mem, Chacham says that she's not permitted to go out with that tooth in Shabbos. As the Bartanura, a woman is allowed to go out with chutei sar. Chutei sar, that's sar tolush, that's detached here. She also isakim in chutim. She makes them like strands of kelaz ben saira, and she braids with them her hair. I feel the kosher isu mapadachta, or even if she ties it up to the padachta kesher mehudak, a very tight knot. Yitzibah, she can go out with them. The leidomi luchutei tzemer luchutei pishtan lil. This is not the same like we learned before that she's not allowed to go out with strands of wool or strands of pishtan because shamayim nichnosim bahem. Because the water goes in them, and if she has to, will have to happen to come to her immersion in the mikveh, and she doesn't have to open them up. And then she won't come to carry it. Either way, and tzrichi, we need to tell us all these things. The itara mishallah, because we only heard mishum. The leimois, because it's not disgusting, it's her own hair that she puts back. Lo avol sar chaver to the mois, but her friends here, which is maybe disgusting, to her ema, we should say, nechus, let's be afraid, dil mashoflu, vosu lachasuyinu, achayinu, and she'll remove it, and then she'll come to show it. Bitonu shal chaver to, and if you would learn from her friends, mishum debas minnehi, because it's of her kind, leminkar, it's not recognizable, but they're not going to make fun of her. That's why we're not afraid. That she might remove it and carry it. But from the animal, the lab basminahi, which is not of her kind, and you can tell, let's be afraid that she'll move it and she'll come to carry it. That's why it's necessary. If they are sewn lishavcha to the hat, shibereisha, that's in her head. The sula shalfalu lasuya, then she's not going to remove it to carry. Lechotzer a kavul ve a peinachris koi. He's going about the kavul and the peinachris, the shaitel. Das ruha leil lemepik be lerushu sarabim. They prohibited before to go with the rushu sarabim. Vashtashmina. Now he's telling you that lechotzer muter. That to a chotzer she is muter. Peyanochris isha she'en lo reif sar, a woman who doesn't have most of the hair. Lekachas sar nashim achedus, she takes hair of other women. Umasimim bereisha, and they pose in her head and need a kilo inside. It seems like it's her hair. V'mechshe be'ozno she'noisno livloya leicho shel tzoyos oizen. She puts it into the hair to absorb the moisture of the dirt that comes from the ear, or she puts it in her shoe, a soft thing, so that the shoe shouldn't hurt the bottom of her foot. Or she puts a much that she prepared for in that place. So the blood should be absorbed in it. And her garments should not become dirty. V'lo yitana bugadel. V'af apishayin kosher, even though it's not tied. I nofa lo yosi lasuyi. And that if it falls, he's not going to come to take it. B'nei miyisuse, because if it's disgusting. Aval mukhsha ba'oznav shal b'sandole. But the mukh that's in her ear or that's in her shoe, lo yitetzimoy. Aleim kein kosher umuhuduk. Unless it's tied and it's fastened. Bepilpo. That's Shanaisan as Bipia Bipne Rechape. She puts in the pepper in her mouth because of the bad odor of the mouth, Gargir Melech, and with a piece of salt, Shanaisan Lurfuas Khila Shinaim, she puts it in to heal the sickness of the teeth. Shemte Tevis, that's Neisheves Bilachaim Bimokam Hashem Shinafalo, that sits in the gums in the place of the tooth that fall for her, v'shen shel zahav, or a shen, a tooth. So the batanur shenishtar nemarisu machmas ipush, that because of its got ruined, machasu is bezov, you cover it with gold. Rabbi matir, Rabbi permits lotzisbo to go out with this tooth to leshov machir shle legalis muma. She would not remove it to show her defect. Since it is different than the rest of the teeth, they might make fun of her, and then she will remove it. And they'll come to carry the loch. Loch is like the chacham.
Mishnayis Masech the Shabbos. We're learning Perik Vav. We're up to Mishnah Vav. It's learned Lilu Nishmas Arelke. Basar of Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel passed away in Achrin Shal Pesach Ha'elof in Tavshin Ayin. This is learned B'tech Shnasa Avelus Lulu Nishmosa Tehin Nishmosa Tzrura B'tzrei Rechaim. Mishnevo Perik Vav Shabbos Mishnevo Yoitzo B'Sela Sha'al Hatzinis. She is permitted to go out with a Sela. This is the coin or for that matter any other coin, a Sela or other coin which is tied to the heel of the foot as a medicine. Habonos kitanis, the young daughters, yaitzis b'chutim v'afilu b'kis minshev b'oznayim. They are allowed to go out with thread and even with pieces of wood in their ears, in the holes of their ears. That is that they put in, you know, before they make the earrings. They puncture, they put a little something in between to hold the hole open. So that keeps the hole open for the earrings. Arvius Yoitzis Reulis. The women from Arvia, they can go out as they are wrapped in their sheets, their head with their face, which they just see, they can all see their with their eyes. Umidius Prufis. And the women from Madai, when they cover themselves up with these sheets, so they make a, they make on one side of the sheet, they sort of tie to one side of the sheet, they tie a strap, and on the other side of the string, they tie a small rock or a nut or a coin, and they wrap the string around the stone or the nut or the coin that holds basically the sheet up so that doesn't fall down. So on one hand it's, and they wrap it around themselves over the other side so that it keeps it on top of them. B'chol Odom, and all people are allowed to do so, not only the women of Madiais, El Shadir Chacham behavior, just the Chachamim spoke in a common place. This is what usually takes place, what they do. Says the Bartanura, Yoitza is Besela, Yoitza can go out with a coin. Says the Bartanura, Matbeya Shiesh Olav Tzura, that a coin that has a shape on it, Sha'al HaTzinis, this coin with the form goes on the Tzinis. The Tzinis is, says the Bartanura, Maka Shetachas Prosis Oregel, that's a wound that's under the foot. And they would tie a coin that has a form on it, a shape on it, as a medicine. Habonos yetzis bechutin.
the young daughters, they can go out with these strands. Says the Batnura, Ketanis Menakvus says Neim. The young girls, they make holes by their ears for the earrings. V'neisim lehem nezomim, but they don't make the actual earrings actually yigdulu till they get older. V'neisim chutin, they either place strings like somim or small splinters of wood, but name in their ears, shalei yistum was name, so that they don't close these holes that they made. V'afilu bekismim, even with this, with the splinters, not only with the string, but also with the splinters that they put inside those holes of the earrings. Rebusa Kamar, he's telling us even that kis afal gav latachshit shel noihu, even though it's not a jewelry of something of beauty. Urchayu ba'achid, the nature is this v'lav masu, and it's not considered a load. Arvius, the Bnei Yisrael, we're not talking about Arvius, we're talking about Bnei Yisrael Shem Arvius, those Jewish women that are in from Arvia, and they too go get dressed with this cover that calls all their face. Yotis Rulis, they can go out, Rulis Mutafis Bereishim, they can be wrapped, their head, Ufneim, and their faces, Mechusis, are covered. Chutz Min Hainayim, just besides the eyes, Kiderech Arvi is like the custom of the Arvis. It's sort of what they call a burqa, I believe. Umodi is that Bnei Yisrael Shebe Modai, the women that live in Modai, they can go out Prufis. Prufis means Shebe Zavtis Betalis. They wrap themselves up with a sheet. V'toilos Ritzua, and they hang a strap, Bisposa Achas Keneget Zavora, on one edge next to the neck, and on the other edge of the ritzua, they kareches even or egges, they wrap a stone or a nut, v'kasheres ha-ritzua bekerach, and they tie the knot in a wrap, v'ein ha-talis nefels below, and that keeps the talis, the sheet, from falling off of her, so the sheet doesn't fall off of her. Mishneh Zayin, Perefes al ha'evin v'al egges v'al ha-medbeya. She can wrap the other side of the ritzua, of the string from the sheet, either on a piece of stone or on a nut or on a coin. If she prepared the coin from before Shabbos for this, but she's not permitted to start wrapping up on Shabbos on such a coin that she has not wrapped it up before. Says the Bartanura Perefes Mechaberes, that means she connects. Targum shel krosim, the translation of the krosim of the hooks is perfin. Ubilvad perfin, they're connectors. Ubilvad shel tifref lechatchila. A matbeya luchudikoy, this is only applying to the matbeya, to the coin. Shel tifref lechatchila, that to start off she should not connect al hamatbeya on the coin. They should also letaltle, because it's prohibited to move it if it's not been prepared from before Shabbos. Mishnah Ches, Hakita Yetzi Bekav Shaloi, one who has one leg, is permitted to walk out Shabbos with his wooden foot. Divrei Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Yesi, Emer Rav Yesi says that you are not allowed to go out with a wooden foot. Vim Yeshloi Beis Kibul Kisusim, Tomi. That if in the wooden foot he made a hole so that he can put in soft things there, so then he can put his foot on it. So if the wooden foot touches tumah, it becomes tummy. Smuchas shaloi, if a person doesn't have any feet and he walks on his knees, and he places on his knees such pouches of leather, so if the person is azov tumah medras, these pouches become tummy. As a tumas zav, because the zav is stepping on them. V'yoytzim mem b'Shabbos, and you can walk with them on Shabbos. V'nichnos mem b'Azorah, and you're allowed to go with them into the Azorah in the Beis Hamikdash with these leather pouches. Kisei, the chair that the person whose veins of his knees are stretched or and he's not able to walk on his knees, so then you make for him a low chair to sit on that, and when he goes, he leans on his hands on the two chairs, usmucha shaloi, and these two leather pouches that he puts on his knees. If he's a zav tmei medras, so then that chair with the leather pouches are tamei, because the zav is stepping on them, and yetzim mem b'shabbos, and you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to go with them into the Azorah. On katmin, that's a mask that people would put on to scare the children. So if it's touched to a tumor, to hurt him, they're toyer and yetzbem, and you're not permitted to go out with these masks on Shabbos. We do the Bar Tanura. Hakita, says the Bar Tanura, the person who has lost a leg, she niktam ragloi, that his foot was cut off. So yaitze bekavshalei, he can go out with his kav. So the Bar Tanura oisim lei kimin defus regel, they make like in a shape, a form of a leg. V'chaykik bei ma'at, and you engrave in it a little bit, losum reish shukai, to put the end of his leg, what's left over, b'soicha, inside it. Ve'ein nismach olav, and he doesn't lean on it. Don't know what it means. Nismach alav, it means it's his leg. He's not it's not used like a cane or something that is leaning on, like the next case in the Mishnah, as we'll see. But this case, it becomes his leg. And then he's permitted to go out with it, because the min al didehu havi, that's his shoe, as we'll see, as opposed to the next case in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Iser, Rabbi Yehuda prohibits it. Because lav tachshitu, because that's not a jewelry, not an ornament. V'alochik Rabbi Yosi, the aloch is like Rabbi Yosi, that you're not allowed to walk out with that wooden foot. Be'im yesh loy beis kibul kisusim, he'll be tomei. So the Batanula, what means beis kibul kisusim? Shenech kagboi kidei kibul shel kisusim dakin umuchim. That if it's engraved in it enough of a place so that it can receive in it kisusim dakin, like small items or muchin padding, laniach reish sheke aleim, so that he put the end of his leg on them, mekabel tumas maga, then that would be receiving tumas maga. Avlim ein lo elo beis kibul sheke, but if it only has the place to receive his foot alone without making it also the hole big enough to accept this padding, that's not considered a place that it can receive to make a tummy. Then it has a status like simple wooden vessels which don't have a receptacle, don't have a receiving, no kli to receive. The dumya the sak ba'inon, because in order to become tome, it has to be similar to a sack. The kibul shaloi also the tautla yodei, its receptacle of the sack, when you put it in it, it's accepted, it's made to move through it. Mashinashne, but what you place in it. I will shake einem tautla gav hakeli, but his foot is not being carried by the keli, but rather it's a stick for his, it's an extension from him. Smuchis shaloi. Tzmucha Shaloi says that Bat Nerura explains, Yesh Ketash Teraglov, there's one that doesn't have both feet, V'hoylech al Shukav al Arkevaysof, and he walks on his feet and on his elbows. V'hoys Tzmucha Shaloi B'Shekov, and he makes leanings of leather on his feet. So Tmei Medras, Im Zavu, if he would become if he's a Zav, he has a flow, which makes tamei, so he would be those smuchos, those paddings or those pouches of leather. They would become tamei like a medres, like the zov stepping on it, because the smuchos gufa avidi, because they're made to lean his body. Or medres same, and they were tamei medres v'nasu avatuma, and they become an avatuma, like something which the zov steps on. But v'yetzim em b'shabbes, and you do go out with them on Shabbos. The tachshit the dehem, because they are considered his jewelry. Nichnasim b'hem la'azora,
and you can go them into that zodah. Although we learned in the Mishnah that one should not enter into the Temple Mount with his shoe, hani lav minan ninu, these are not a shoe, the lav bereish raglov heim, because they're not on the top of his feet, because they are, he doesn't have his feet. I mean, they're on the upper part of his legs, and that's not called a shoe as far as going into the harabais. Then we have the kisei. The kisei is yesh keta. There is a person who doesn't have legs. She yoshuv nikvet gidei shekov, so that they dried out and they were squeezed together. They shrunk. I said before, expanded in the Mishnah, but I mean they shrunk. Gidei shekov, the veins of his legs. Va'af al arkvesov ein yochel leilach. He can't even go on that part of the leg, so that he can't even walk on his knees. So he makes a small chair, and he sits on it. And when he walks, so he leans with his hand on small chairs, small benches. He picks up his body from the ground, and he pushes the front, and he goes, and he leans on his back, and this chair is tied to his back. So the smuchas of the batanura shall oise kitav, that person without the legs, oise le smuchas shall oir, you make him leanings of leather or shalates of wood, l'roshi shukov, to the edge of his legs, iraglov, hatluyin, that are hanging, kshinishan al yodov, and when he leans on his hands, v'oikir atzme, and he picks himself up, nishan gamal raglov ktsas, he leans a little bit on his leg. So he says, ven yetzim mem shabbos, the aydi, the tolu, since they're hanging, v'loi ma'argi, Zimnan the Mishtalfi, they're not connected, so sometimes they get taken off. Also, last you know, come to carry it. Please, the Amri, others say, he doesn't necessarily need him so much. And therefore, they're like a load. They're don't go in with them to the Zora, the Minan Nino, because that's considered a shoe. An Katmim, those are Kimin parts of the Mishun, it's like a strange face of a person, the mask, shemesimen al aponim, you place it on the face, lahavis be'atenek, is to scare the children. Pirush acher, another interpretation, that katn is chamoyer, it's a donkey shalitzonim oisim, that the jokers do, v'neish neish al kisveim, they carry it on their shoulders. So they are tahorim, they melekabel tuma, they don't receive tuma, these masks, like leitashmish, they are neither a user, a keli for use, and they're leitachshitin hu, and they're not jewelry either. Mishnah Tes, abonim yoitzim bikshorim. A son who misses his father, so there is a kind of an omen that the father should take a string of his shoe from his right foot, and he should tie it for the son at his at the left foot of the child. And as long as he wears that lace, that shoelace, he doesn't miss anymore. And so he says he's allowed to walk with that shoelace on Shabbos. And the children of the kings, they can go on Shabbos with these bells. And all people are allowed to go out with bells on Shabbos. But the Chacham spoke in a common what happens, because they are the ones that are accustomed to go out with these bells. Says the Bar Tanura that the banim go out with his ksharim. So Bar Tanura explains, ben sheyesh legaguyim aloviv, a son who has misses his father, neit labretzur shel min el yamin, the father takes the lace of the right shoe of a kosher leather ben bismoyla, and he ties it around his son on his left. V'chol zman sheyesh kesher olav, and as long as that knot is on him, sorim hagaguim olav bizgula, the yearning of the son are removed as an omen. Ulachi tani habanim. Therefore, it says the sons she'ain lebanis gagui malavim kmei lebanim, because daughters don't have such, don't miss the father like the sons do. Bezugin, they can go out kmei pamanim ktanim. That's like small bells. Targum pamin zov zagadadava. The translation of a golden bell in the by the garments of the Kohen Gadol is translated as zagadadava. That's why we have the word zugin over here. Finally, Mishnah Yud yoytzin bebitzes atar. Goyel, you can go out on Shabbos when it's hanging of you hear when you have an earache. So they put out, they put on an egg from a grasshopper, which is called chargel. That's a sort of a healing for the ear. Ubishen shul, and with a tooth of a fox, a person that sleeps too much. So in order to be able to wake him up, you put a tooth from a live fox. And one who sleeps can't sleep enough, so in order for him to sleep, they put on a tooth from a dead fox. And with a nail that you hung a person, a person that you hung, so you use that, as that nail is used, mishum refuah. If you place it on, if you place the nail on a wound, which is swollen, the swelling goes down. That's the opinion of the Meir. Even during the weekdays, you're not allowed to go with these things, because these are the ways, custom of the Amorite, and a Yid is not permitted to do so. Says the Bartanura, a chargil. Chargil is min chagov. It's a kind of a grasshopper. It says, es chargil limineu. The chargil to its kind. And you hang that in the ear, masrapim bekeva oizen, and you heal the pain that you have in the ear. Ubishen shel shula, and a tooth of a fox. Da'avdil shinosi, that's made for sleeping. Laman denayim, one who sleeps, lakitso, in order to wake him up, tol molov, shen shel shul chai, you place on him, you hang on him a tooth of a live fox. Laman deloinayim, one who can't sleep, kideshi yishen, in order for him to sleep, Tolin Olav, you hang on him, Shane Shel Shul Meis, a tooth of a dead fox. Ube Masmer Minat Soluv, and in a nail from a person who was hung. Masmer Sheve Eitzat Tolui, a nail that in the tree of a hung, Im Yanichu Al Nefach Sheve Maka, if you place it on a blown up swell of a wound, Yosir Al Nefach, the Nefach will be removed. Rambam Pirish, and the Rambam explains Shemasimim Oisu Betzaver, that they play him on the neck, Mishiyesh LeKadachas Shlishis, one who has a third Kadachas, Virapen, and he heals him. Rameir says, even Bechoil is prohibited. Vein Haloche Ke Rameir. And the Loch is not like Rameir, the Kaim alone, because we know the Loch is, called Dova Shiyesh Bemishim Refuah, any item that is related to a medicine, Ein Bemishim Darki HaMoidi. It's not, doesn't apply there the ways of the Meidiv. We don't apply to this the prohibition of the verse that in their statutes shouldn't go, doesn't apply to these things because they are used as a medicine. This completes the sixth chapter in Masechta Shabbos.